Good afternoon. I'm Holly Stinson, here to bring you another edition of Tips for Healthy Living. And with me in the studio today, I have Wendy Bettino, who is a life coach. We're going to hear something about what she does. Welcome, Wendy.
Hello, hello, and thank you.
Thanks for coming in today and making tips happen for us. I'm sort of excited to hear about this because I must admit, I don't know what a life coach is. I've never used one. I've heard of them, but I don't know much about them. Mm-hmm. I know what a sports coach is. They go out there and help you improve in your running or your, you know, your physical abilities. What does a life coach do?
What is a life coach? It's such a funny name, isn't it? So it's much like a sports coach. Someone to cheer and coach you in your life. And there's a myriad of varieties of things you can get coached on.
Okay.
So you can get coached on almost anything. I call myself a transformation, nature-based life coach. So I am into that point when people are going through a change or want to change something
okay.
in their life.
Like it came upon them suddenly without them wanting it
or
that they desire it.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Whether it's more health and wellness or a different job or just doing something different with their life that's not working.
Okay.
Exactly. So there's life coaches about relationships. Definitely health and wellness is a big area.
Okay.
Any area you can think of, there are life coaches. And
so the trick would be finding one that can help you. I mean, it seems like life is such a big subject.
Yes.
That you probably are there specialists in life coaches
exactly.
that focus on one area or another or
yes.
a couple areas.
Exactly. My
okay.
focus is definitely nature-based. I've been certified as many life coaches are in certain areas, like health and wellness and weight loss. And also intuition and nature-based work. So anything you can think of, any area, there are career coaches.
To help
everything.
You. Yeah,
yes.
to coach you and even to help you maybe explore what should be a career for you or what
exactly.
might be, even if you don't know. And
right.
you say, help me, I don't know what to do with my life.
Exactly.
Huh. That's interesting. And so you say that you focus on nature-based.
Mm-hmm.
So that involves being out in nature?
Yes, or touching base with nature. Of course, we in the Upper Susitna Valley have an amazing place to live and touch base with that. But there's a lot of research and science out there about the health of being out of doors or watching out your window, the out of doors,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of studies about how that can help ground us and get us centered in ourselves, which is a lot of what I like to coach. And I think every coach probably has a component of this, getting solid with your own strengths and powers and how to move forward, which helps you figure out what career you want, helps you figure out what do I really want in life, why do I have these obstacles, how can I move them. How can I be healthier? All those things.
Sort of. So for a lot of people that are looking inward and trying to, and they're struggling
mm-hmm.
with what should I be doing, you're this outside, independent observer that's not so subjective.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, life coaching is very different from, and of course there's a million life coaches doing it many ways. So for me and how I studied, mm-hmm. it is not being a therapist, not being a counselor, I don't come in with advice. Well, you need to do this. But I'm a deep listener, and a lot of times what we need is to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really good at asking questions so that you can figure out your own wisdom. And so a lot of my tools, and I'll offer tools and challenges that might be helpful, just like a fitness coach would. Mm-hmm. But the key is, I think, just like a fitness coach, helping people tap into their own strengths and their own brilliance, which is one of my beliefs. Everyone is incredibly talented and brilliant, but we forget how to touch base with it sometimes and get lost in the waves of life.
How to access it or what part,
Yes, so that they... clients can come up with their own answers. And I think the best life coaches out there do that. So the idea isn't, I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's, if you go to a life coach, help me figure out my own answers.
Oh, I learned something totally new today, Wendy. Yeah. I did not know that that was the approach.
And then you can keep doing that the rest of your life, right? You can keep looking in and figuring out how to solve your problems.
So, and do you... for some people, do they have a life coach hand in hand with them the rest of their life to help them continue to find new strengths or new brilliance? Or do they come for a one-hour session and, oh, thank you, Wendy, I'm done for the rest of my life. Right. I know what to do.
It's very interesting. I have been seeing a trend of folks wanting more and more. So I think most life coaches like me offer varying packages. Like we could just meet for a quick 1 hour session and I'll listen and give tools. Typically those people come back and want a little more in depth, not mm-hmm. always.
Mm-hmm. But that's a great way to get your foot in the door,
right.
sort of to explore.
Yeah. Is this even,
do I
me?
Really want to sign up for, you know, a year's worth of help or a month's worth or whatever?
Yeah.
Just one-hour session to just start exploring.
And you have to
things.
Figure out whether you're a fit, right, with a particular life coach. And this works for me, and our personality is compatible. And sometimes mm-hmm. I'll meet with clients, and we'll just have an initial talk. And it'll be like, you know, I have a friend, another set of resources and life coaches that might be a better fit for you. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you get along and match. Yeah, but there are people more and more who want continuity, I'm finding, and longer programs or packages, like let's work together for 3 to 6 months so that there's accountability and I can achieve all my goals, or let's work together for a year. So it just, it varies.
Varies depending on the person, what they want, how they fit with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so then when you say it's nature-based, mm-hmm. you focus on involving nature in the help in finding your own strengths and brilliance.
Yes, I do. And that probably still sounds vague, but it's just because that's my thing.
Right. Yeah.
And I have collected a lot of science and data behind it, which I always love to share too. So it might look like, because a lot of my clients, and I think this is for many life coaches, you know, are half and half. You meet with them face to face, or they're across the country or out of the country, and you're meeting on the phone or on Skype.
Oh.
So I like to do workshops or have people where we go out together and take a walk or a stroll or sit outside somewhere. Or that's your homework or your challenge to be outside. Because when we're out in nature, in a safe place, one of the things that I've learned nature tells us, well, nature, first of all, activates all of our senses and helps us get to know ourselves more. And nature never judges us, right? You can be with the trees, and they're never going to lean over and go, that outfit is not working for you. Let's lose some weight. Or, you know, you're not achieving your goals, right? It just accepts you how you are. And so, and the same with animals. I mean, that's why we love having dogs and cats and animals around us, because they accept us right now how we are. And if we can do that for ourselves, the way nature does, we can touch base with kind of our deeper wisdom. So I'll give kind of projects and suggest ideas that people might play with in nature to touch into their own wisdom.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think. Okay. So it's okay to go out there and talk to the wind and be mad at it?
Oh, yeah. The wind will not be bothered.
And I realize when I curse the wind, I could save my breath because it really isn't helping matters any.
Yeah.
So do you have some, I bet you have some testimonials, some people that sort of can can say, this is how Wendy helped me. She gave me these tips for healthy living, so to speak. You know, I bet you have a broad range of people that you have helped in the past or are continuing to help.
What always strikes me, what's interesting to me is I don't just have Alaskan clients. And
yeah, you mentioned that.
That
they're all over the...
All over the world. I don't know how they find me, but I think more and more this is accepted. Let's ask for help when we need it, just like a coach. Let's get to be our best selves. And it's people that are drawn to, with me, probably in nature, and feeling good about themselves, because I'm really good at helping people see their own, you know, wonder without me having to tell it. They can find it. So folks, like, I'm thinking about a client I have who's in New York City, you know, surrounded by cement. And so her practice.
No nature there.
But there is everywhere.
I mean,
everywhere. We live on the planet. So we can always touch base with it. And she has a new practice where she takes walks in the morning and she notices insects, birds, you know, so much more of planet Earth than she had noticed previously, you know, for years. And she's shared with me that she's learned to walk grounded and get her own strength before she goes into her corporate job and, you know, is faced with all kinds of people and their energies. She's learned to be at peace with her own self, gives her strength. So that's great to hear.
That is.
And then, you know, I have the Alaskan clients who are very well versed in our incredible nature, but we can always take it to deeper levels so that we can use it when things get tough in our lives. So learning how, you know, something comes up that throws us off course, how do we come back to ourselves? Because, you know, we all get thrown off course by things that happen, a job change or sickness. How do we come back to ourselves and touch base with that inner knowing that, can tell us we can get through this and we can actually get through it quite well?
So it sounds to me like a life coach is going to be a great ally in having in creating more of a more joyful, happier life for people when they go a little off course or they lose their balance. Something life throws them a curveball that they weren't expecting.
Yeah,
it's not that they have mental health issues. They need counseling. This they just need someone who knows how to help them become more grounded, get back on course.
I'm addicted to life coaching. So I have, of course, a host of friends. So when I have things come up for me that I can't figure out and coach myself, it's like, why be miserable? I'm going to call up my friend Kathy or Carla. And, you know.
And they either give you some perspective on it or they help you focus inward and regain your own perspective.
Yeah, because they all have their own tools. So they'll just go, okay, Wendy, here's a tool for you. And,
think about this, or it's that's very interesting. So we have only a couple minutes left, about a minute and a half left, actually. And I am wondering, so your one, if you had one big tip for anyone listening today, I think I can, but can you share with us what that one big tip would be nutshell?
There's so many. Okay. Okay, the one, we have just a moment. So we can all take a deep breath together right here, right now, wherever you are listening to KTNA.
In.
Feel your in and out. And start with your feet. Feel your feet. Wiggle your toes if you don't feel them. Just feel your feet on the ground, or if they're up, say hello to your feet. It's a very simple thing, but when things are getting a little crazy or you're getting stressed, tap into your feet, say hello to the ground, and just feel yourself for a moment, despite all the things happening. And maybe we can all realize right now in this moment, as we're all here together, we're okay. We're doing okay. We can feel our feet on the ground, and we can move on from that. I mean, this is a tool that would go a lot longer, but that's just a moment of taking peace.
Grounding yourself, starting with your toes and one nice deep breath.
Yeah.
And yeah. Followed by another one.
Yes.
And another one.
And you can do that many times during the day.
Well, Wendy, I would like to thank you so much for coming in today. I've been visiting with Wendy Bettino, a life coach here in Talkeetna that has clients around the world, helping focus on various aspects of grounding yourself and finding your inner brilliance. Thanks so much. I'm Holly Stinson, your host for Tips for Healthy Living. Thanks so much for coming in today and making this show happen.
Thank you.